Welcome in, everyone, to the Investing in Real Estate show. I am Clayton Morris. This is the show where we help you build financial intelligence so you can build financial freedom. And it is Monday, March 23rd. This is the first official weekend of spring. So I hope your Monday is kicking off. You know, if you're under quarantine right now, listening to this, you know, frankly, what else do you have to do, right? But think about your finances, your family's future, and things have just gotten crazy. So I just want to bring some motivation to your Monday. And, you know, if you're listening to this show as a real estate investor or a potential real estate investor, I want to say that, you know, I think you're certainly in the right place. And I want to reassure you in a way that maybe other people can't. If you're watching the news media right now, you might just be scared. And what I think a lot of people don't understand about preservation of wealth is that real estate really sits at the epicenter of the preservation of family wealth. So if you own a few properties or you're about to buy properties, to me, it's one of the three best investments you can possibly make right now. So let me dive a little bit into this. And what am I talking about? Well, making money and preserving money are two different things. You know, when you're making money, you're making it with your talent or your skills. And I'm going to do a whole separate show on making money. But preserving money is a different skill altogether. And I'm going to teach you the secret that generations of wealthy families understand that most people don't. It's called the rule of thirds. And I don't say this lightly. I really think this could be the most important financial lesson you might ever learn. And certainly during this crisis right now, it's more important than ever. So we'll go deep on that in just a little bit here. But first, I've seen a lot of pretty bad advice floating around over the past few days. Like people, you know, like ranging from, hey, everyone should go out and buy some cryptocurrencies, which is just mind-blowingly dumb. World governments right now are on lockdown and you're going to put your money in an untested digital Bitcoin? Are you crazy? You know, and then other people wanting to put their, you know, go take their cash out of the bank and store it in your house somewhere. I mean, good luck with that. If you try to pull your money out of the bank, they'll tell you to come back tomorrow because they won't have enough of it. It'll also trigger a currency event at the U.S. Treasury Department, and they will actually flag you and investigate it. So good luck with that. You know, take some cash out. Always have some cash on hand, but don't go crazy with it. So I'm going to lay out a few suggestions, though, on this Monday to motivate you in a way. And I think you're much better off and it's much more strategic than doing any of these other things because, you know, I think we're on the precipice right now of really a major shift and you better be ready. You really better be ready with this because stuff is getting real and it's going to get even more real. So since we teach financial education here on the channel, I thought it'd be smart to give you some direction. And since I'm a student of history, we need to put this in historical context. You know, if we don't learn from history, then we, of course, are redoomed. I'm going to call it redoomed. We are doomed to repeat it. Redoomed sounds even better. In order to teach you, though, this rule of thirds, I want to tell you an amazing story from Jim Rickards, his amazing book, Road to Ruin. Now, I read it a few years ago, but it paints the perfect picture of this rule of thirds. So let's go to the Palazzo Colonia in Italy. It's a 13th century building. And from the outside, it's fairly nondescript. But from the inside, it shows just enormous wealth. And not just 20-year-old like YouTuber wealth, but like real wealth that's been handed down for 800 years. They've managed to preserve wealth through plagues, wars, many, many wars. The wars of Louis XIV, the Counter-Reformation War in the 16th century, the 30 Years' War, the wars of Napoleon, World War I, World War II. And that's just a fraction of the wars and famines that they faced. Could you survive that? They did. When the family was asked how they did it, the answer was simple. The rule of thirds. One third, one third, one third. So the secret to their family's wealth preservation was a third owning real estate and land, third owning gold, and a third owning priceless pieces of art. Now, I'm not a big art fan. I mean, I like art, but I don't own a lot of it. I own a few nice pieces of it. That's not where I'm going to sink my money at the moment. But historically, it's always stood the test of time. In the high-end art world, it retains its value, and it has for hundreds and hundreds of years. So, side note on that piece. But real estate, going back to the Roman Empire, owning real estate has been a hedge against famine, war, and total collapse. So, and true enough, I mean, it's sustained 800 years. Guess what? This strategy works not just in Italy, but around the world. And right in the middle of this Italian crisis, God, I mean, I'm praying for the people of Italy right now because they're now worse off than China, and it's only getting worse. They're going to survive this. That family wealth is going to survive this as well, the same way it has for hundreds of years. And the reason it's so important is that throughout history, this formula has proven itself through famines, wars, collapse of countries and currency. So owning real estate, gold, and fine art is really a Fort Knox. And it's incredibly important to understand this rule. You know, owning stocks in the stock market, fine. If you've got some of that, fine. But if that's your main form of investing, I'm sorry. But Goldman Sachs last night said that they expect the S&P 500 to go down to 2,400 in the next 3 months. If your retirement is tied up in a 401k plan, you are in for a world of hurt, my friends. And I don't say that lightly because I do not appreciate fear-mongering. You know, I left the news business because I just didn't want to be around that type of talk anymore. But this is real. And I think what's happening is something in reverse. I think people are downplaying how bad this is going to get. And real estate is a hedge against it. Now, yes, you might see a decline in values of your properties. So let's say I buy a duplex for $300,000, brand new construction duplex. That's like what we, you know, that's like what we sell at Morris Invest, right? So let's say it's like in the $300,000 range and it declines in value a little bit over the next year. Okay, that's not a concern because if number one, if I've got non-recourse financing tied to the property, so the bank is giving me the value on the asset itself, not even me personally, not even tied to my personal credit. And then it's cash flowing with a tenant in place. I mean, I don't care about the value. And I also don't care in 2 years if it goes up $10,000 in value. You can't eat equity. Remember that. Someday down the line, if I wanted to do a refinance because it appreciated, fine. That's fine. But at the moment, I care about the cash flow. And that money being in a property is a hedge against a financial collapse, crash, you name it, on the stock market. By having that piece of real estate, deeded property, has historically always weathered the storm. So that's the bulk of what I invest in is real estate. So remember that when people will say to you, yeah, but remember the housing collapse where values dropped? Yes, I do. But if you invest in the areas where we have historical preservation of wealth, like where I like to invest, then you'll see a decline in values, but you won't see a decline in your rent. So the areas, for instance, where we are building properties right now, we're building it in markets that withstood the recession last time. And if you're not a student of history, you better be. Why? Because there's a diversity of jobs, hospitals, universities, bunch of healthcare systems. We are relying on those big time. And another question is, you know, what about home builders right now? If in the real estate space, are we worried about home builders? I got news for you. The governments realize that they are essential workers right now. So the graph that came out this morning on the industries that are affected by this, home building is at the bottom of the list. Home building is the very bottom, meaning little impact for builders right now because they are seen as essential. We have a housing crisis in this country. There's an incredible demand for housing. And so workers were building and framing properties, laying concrete, putting up walls and roofs, that is seen as an essential part of our economy right now. We need housing. So I don't know about you, but that's where my money will stay, right there in real estate. So think about that rule of thirds. It's tried and true. I would go pick up Jim Rickard's book, Road to Ruin. So you can read more about this because he deep dives it. And when he goes deep, he's a former member of the CIA and he's an economist with a PhD, and he analyzes this stuff when he goes through the IMF, International Monetary Fund documents, Treasury documents. This is the foundation of his arguments, and it's solid. It's incredibly solid. So I wanted to bring a little motivation to you this morning if you're a real estate investor. Yes, you might have a tenant that needs some assistance for a little while. Yes, you may see a decline in a value here and there, but we're not seeing it right now. We are not seeing a decline in home values at this time. And there's still an incredible demand for properties because our interest rates are so low. So there is a silver lining here. Things are crazy out there right now, but I want you to take heart if you're a real estate investor because you are in the right camp at the right time. And if you are not, and you are still invested heavily in the stock market, I would seriously, you know, move that money into a self-directed IRA, buy real estate, buy gold and silver, precious metals, and fine art if that's something that you're into. I am not a fine art guy, but gold and silver and real estate, my friends, have stood the test of time, and stay away from crypto and all this other stuff that people are trying to tell you to get involved with right now. Don't do it, my friends. So there you go. I really hope you're staying safe. Obviously, this is such a fluid situation. Every day, we get a new bit of news. Will we see school districts closed through June at this point? We're seeing some of that. On the Sunday shows, of course, members of the Trump administration talking about U.S. being under lockdown for the next 10 to 12 weeks. So really only essential, you know, healthcare workers, grocery store workers, hospital employees and staff, other medical clinics, pharmacies, and home builders, construction continue to be a vital part of the economy right now. So my friends, stay safe. We'll continue to monitor this here on the show and bring you the very latest as it affects housing and what we see on a regular basis as it does affect housing, as this changes, evolves. But I want you to stay safe. I want you to still remain a real estate investor. Stay strong right now, and we are here for you. We'll see you back here on Wednesday with another episode, everyone.